Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. If you want to give a call in here at 646-721-9031 and get a free reading, please feel free to do so. We encourage it even more, too. And if you're in the chat room, you will see the information in there, too, about private readings and the call-in number. So if you also have any questions in the chat room, please let us know, and we'd be glad to answer your questions, too, as well. You can IM us if you want to do have a little private thing going on. Or if you want to say, if it's okay for us to answer on the air, please let us know and we'll do that. And like I said before, private readings, I do private readings, yes. Also, the situation on the show here, we do the 3-card pyramid spread with my angel cards and that kind of stuff. But we encourage everybody to get the 7-card or the 5-card reading because it's really in-depth, really insightful, and really descriptive. It's almost been described as your life on the table. So it's really important, you know. It's also the idea of information and directions. We call them sessions. You know, some people want to call them readings, but I call them sessions because it's more than just getting answers. We work with you. We give everything we got. We give you 120%. So, therefore, if you want to take advantage of these readings, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or contact us through the website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We have some really good specials going on this week, on this month, of the month of April, where you can actually get a 75-minute reading for $33.33. We also have 90-minute sessions and 90-minute, 2-hour sessions. We also have parties and group readings as well. And they usually go for $150, a flat fee for group readings and parties and that kind of stuff. But for this month, you can get those for $77.77. So we have some great specials. So give us a call. We'll give you all the details and all the things that are going on. Also, if you want to be a sponsor for the show, too, as well, sponsorship is only $40 a month. So, you know, if you want to sponsor the show and help us keep going, be a part of the message that we're giving out there, please do so. Just give us a call at the 740-500-8863 number and sit down and talk over with us and that kind of stuff. And then you go to the website and you go to the donation page, make your payment, and go to the contact page, give me the information, or you can go to my website, too. Or my email address, which is actually psychicxjourneyman@live.com. Give me information and that kind of stuff, okay? So jump in there and do what you got to do and that kind of thing, too. But I'm just saying, it's really we're all contributing together, working together as all light workers. So therefore, some people do it on different levels. And we'd be glad to sit there and sponsor you and promote your product and your service and you. So give us a call. Also, we work with children and parents and groups. I like that kind of stuff because we have a lot of gifted children out there, and parents are just kind of like, they don't know what to do. So give us a call. We'll sit down and work with you. You know, we usually take those 90-minute sessions. I do life coaching and relationship counseling, too. So if you really are looking for somebody who's really going to be insightful and listen to you, give us a call at 740-500-8863 and just talk about it, okay? I can work with anybody's budget, and I'm very flexible, so therefore just give me a call. You see the prices on the website, and those are just the place to start. But if you want to do a session with me, it's just the idea of calling me on the phone and make a deal. sit down and say, okay, this is what I have, this is what I can do, what can we do? And then we'll sit down and do it. I guarantee you, I've never turned anybody away, so give me a call. 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Speaking of sponsors, we do have a sponsor. We'd love to have more sponsors. We do have a sponsor named Richard Belanga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. So go check out his great products. They're spiritual and natural. And he's saying for all of our callers who donate $25, he will give you a bottle of this body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. So it's one of those things, you get a chance to check out these great products just by making a donation and being a part of the message that we're giving out there. So we're all contributing on all levels. So therefore, just do it. And when you do make those donations, or even when we have specials, like a $33, like a 75-minute session is like $33, you'll notice that the prices are still on the website. What you do is you just go to the donation page, make your donation, and then go to the contact page and give us your information, and we'll get back with you right away. Or you can give us a call at the number 740-500-8863, because that's my private number. People get a hold of me straight through and directly, okay? And we'll take care of the situation. Also, I think pushing some buttons here and trying to get this switchboard to work for me. There we go. Also, April is here too as well. Hello, April. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Really energetic. It's a full moon tonight, and I'm just full of energy.
I thought you were going to church.
I went to Church of the Earth, which is an outside church. It used to be a wildlife reservation, but we turned it into a gathering for spiritual-minded people and earth worshipers. And today we made protection water for our house, and we sprinkled it around the gardens, and we all took some home in jars.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to go to the church and stuff. I guess you did. I guess it's one of those things about the time differences and that kind of stuff.
It's recognized by the state as a church, and all the money we donate is
Oh, really?
Taken out of our taxes. Yeah.
Interesting. So, besides that, pretty good day for yourself?
Yep. I did a couple of readings, and I'm just waiting for people to get back to me, but I haven't been home, so I'm excited.
Okay, well, why don't you tell everybody how they can get a hold of you?
So I do readings. I do clairvoyant readings. I also use tarot cards, and I get messages from spirit guides and the higher self, and I also do spellcasting, and I can be reached at 919-600-1904. Also, you can check out my website, which is www.aprilangelmedium.yolasite.com.
Okay. I think Dee's here, too. It's kind of funny. I think it's her, because in my queue on my switchboard, her number actually comes up twice. I don't know how that's possible.
Hello.
But hello, Dee. How are you?
Actually, today was a good day.
Yay!
Yeah, life is finally beginning to look up, and I discovered that the emails that I was getting, the nasty emails that came from that blog site of the Bangor mm-hmm. Daily News, all I had to do was, notifications. They're sending me notifications. So I shut off the notifications because I wasn't going to deal with those people anymore. The people in the town, the selectmen, we're really beginning to work together, and my neighbor, who has been so rabid against me, he was outside today because my caseworker and the other woman that's been helping me, they were here today, and we were outside, so I spoke to him. I said, good morning, and the man said, he said, good morning, and he actually asked me where I was going to put in my garden and was smiling, so and that wasn't so bad. That and the fact that I'm going to look for some new clothes because I don't have any. Uh-huh. And one of the women, who's not my case, but she's another woman, really nice, was saying she's not, she gave me some places that I could look online, of course I knew some of them anyway, and I know other places, and she was saying we'll figure out how to, you know, how to work that out money-wise so I can have some things that I actually need. Life is really looking up. I'm sort of on a week-to-week basis with my tenants, you know, what's going to happen. But at least this, as long as I keep making progress and doing the things they want me to do, they're not going to kick me out. But I'm just hoping that somebody's going to come along, there's going to be an investor, or somehow I can manifest that I get this back in my own name again.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever happens, you know, the best thing is to be here for now. So, yeah, life is actually looking up.
Right.
And I can just, the people that want to be rabid out there, oh, they can go for it. Because people are going to that site, everybody's rabid on there. They can't say a nice thing about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, who cares? I feel so much better.
Right.
Life is really looking up.
Okay. That's good. And, you know, that's one of those things we were talking about before, you know. You start thinking in positive ways, change your thinking,
exactly.
Change your life, and it seems like it happens very quickly. So, you know, it's one of those things.
Yes.
I was just shuffling
can't
my cards.
Can't be friends with Donnie and have an unhappy life. It's not possible.
What?
What's that?
I said you can't be friends with Donnie and have an unhappy life. It's not possible.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a little different for you because you're his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm holding out for the hot Irishman in Dublin.
Okay, gotcha.
Bye. Yeah.
No.
Eamon Peter McPherson. Since I treated myself to flowers yesterday and a couple of balloons, my cat Eamon seems to think when I have them out here that the heather is worth investigating.
Uh-huh.
I have to put the stuff away at night because it's lovely. It's a hybrid, very purpley pink heather with yellow tulips, mm-hmm. And he thinks, oh, I want to eat this.
Okay.
And I know he isn't going to. I figured
I hear your
to treat
cat meowing away.
Oh, you sometimes do. He's got a horrid voice.
Okay. No, I was.
Yes,
saying,
he's not exactly Mr. Mellifluous.
Right.
It's the grate on your nerves voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because he hasn't yet gotten his neutering, but once he's done that, he should improve.
Okay, well, on that note, I was going to sit here and also tell everybody that we pulled a card, your card for the day, like we always do. So I'm actually going to pull three cards today. I got three different decks. The first one is from my Archangel and Angel deck, and this card is Retreat. It was kind of funny when you look at the situation we were talking about before, when you let go of things and change your perception and your thinking on everything. Everything seems to change and get better, so retreating is really good. And retreating is also the idea of the card itself, where it shows countryside, waterfalls, and that kind of stuff. So it's the idea of pointing out what's your preference, where you want to go to actually retreat from the world. And sometimes it's just the way it works. Retreating, you just need that time for yourself. So therefore, if you haven't found that time, I think this card is talking to all you guys who haven't found that time, and to even take more time with yourselves and actually finding that sanctuary and that downtime. So retreat. All right? Okay, that was the Angels and Archangels deck. And I'm going to pull out here. My favorite deck is the idea of romance and Angels and Life Purpose deck. That's a good deck, huh? I don't care what anybody says. When you sit and look at the situation, it's really straight to the point, direct. I've actually done some readings for people, and they said, I want this guy as my soulmate. There's actually a card in there that says, this is your soulmate. It doesn't just say soulmate. It says, this is your soulmate. So I was actually going out yesterday, too, April. I was doing a small little reading for myself, and that was the first thing that came out, too. I was focusing on you. Where it says, soulmate. The person that you're... It actually says in the thing, it says, the person that you're focusing on and wondering about, yes, this person is your soulmate and is trustworthy, and you can trust this person. So... on that note, I'm going to shuffle these things.
April's happy.
Yeah, that should make you happy. We always talk about the angels, spirit guides, and everything, God, angels, and everyone around us. So you can't get any more straightforward than that. So we just clear the deck, do our little thing, okay? All right, and the answer is the Daily Double. Okay, no. This one here is something I think identifies with everybody and everyone, to the ideal of saying love yourself first. If you're having a situation out there and it's male, is not giving you what you want, it's the idea of realizing that you've been neglecting yourself. Because nobody, we should never impose expectations on people that they should do anything for us. It should be one of those things that spontaneously happens and realize that things do fall in place when they're supposed to. So therefore, what I mean by expectations, a lot was like the situation we were looking at before. The lady I was working with was talking about this guy just wasn't loving her enough and not realizing it. The truth was she wasn't loving herself enough and wasn't finding enough time because she seemed to be focusing on everything else but. And she lost track of herself in the process of trying to change him. And so therefore, the reflection was he's all messed up. But the reflection back on her was the idea of looking at herself and realizing exactly what she'd given up. And it's also sometimes you look at these religious factors, too, where we took in the idea of sacrifice and compromises. And it's one of those things of telling people flat out, okay, there is, you know, you can compromise and you can sacrifice. But you never sacrifice who you are. You never sacrifice your personality, your characteristics, and who you are. And you never, you know, you never let go of those things. And a lot of people think giving up, I go, okay, I got to give up my, you know, bits and pieces of yourself. In order to be with somebody, what you're doing is you're giving up those bits and pieces, but the person reflecting, the person that you're right there with is reflecting back at you who you really are, and you need to focus on yourself and regain those things back. Because that person that you're trying to sacrifice for to get those things that you want just doesn't have the capability of giving those things to you. Because that's exactly what it was meant to be in the first place when you found this person. It wasn't the ideal relationship going forward. It was the ideal of rediscovering yourself in a relationship with yourself. So take those into consideration. Love yourself first. You know, your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive anyway. The more stronger you are, the more people gravitate to you. And the idea of finding that person, because the more stronger you are within yourself, you're going to also attract a strong person to you. So therefore, you're not going to be in a situation and realize it's not your job to go seeking love. It's your job to go within yourself and to get rid of all those things that you came up with, those barriers and stuff that keep you from exactly, you know, that's the thing. That's what's keeping love from you. That's what's keeping that relationship happening or that person, is those things that you've acquired within yourself. This is what we call baggage, barriers, whatever you want to call it. They still exist. You need to let go of those things. And what happens when you love yourself and you have self-respect for yourself, you automatically let those things go. In the process of letting those go, you find out one thing. You don't need anybody. You're comfortable and you're good. You have a great foundation. And if you're by yourself for the next 3 months, you're good with that. And what usually happens in those situations when you're that comfortable, you find someone else who's also comfortable as well. And then you come together because you're on the same page. And then you basically create a great relationship because it's not the ideal of basically making each other happy. You're just happy to be together and you have a happy life that reflects. Okay? So keep that in mind. That was a romantic one. Very intense itself. And take into consideration. Take a look at your life. Ask yourself, does that resonate with you? Anything and everything that crosses your path, I guarantee you can find something that resonates with you to find out something about yourself. So keep that in mind as well. And we're also going to one more deck, guys, and we're going to get right to the callers. It's just this other deck is Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. And a lot of us actually work with these angels, and a lot of us actually work with these angels that we don't know about. We didn't know they were working with us because we haven't taken the time to work on ourselves. So therefore, that's the freaking thing today, too. If you want to call it homework, is to find more time for yourself. So we're going to take this situation, and this is Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. They were two decks, but we combined them and put them together. Also, if you want to jump on the queue before I get too full, please do so. I'm going to get each and every one of you guys. All right, I'm going to shuffle these things real quick. I'm going to pull a card out for you and get right to the caller. Also, if you want to give a call in here, please do so at 646-721-9031. And we'll be glad to answer any questions for you. So whatever you want to ask, do so. if you have a subject you want to talk about and that kind of stuff. Last night we were talking about past lives and how they actually really do affect our lives. So if you have any questions, feel free to ask. We will answer those questions for you. We love answering questions. We love working with people. We love teaching people, okay? Here we go. Here's one, April.
Okay.
April, you ready for this chart?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, this person you're asking about is trustworthy. We actually pulled that card out. I think it was to prove a point. Anyway, the one thing I like about these Archangel and Archangel Raphael cards is because they have, each card has a prayer at the bottom that you can work with to focus on what they're talking about in the situation. And everybody in the queue, if you look at it, you just get patient. I guarantee you will get all your questions answered. We got plenty of time, so don't get antsy and jump out of the situation, okay? Now, the prayer at the bottom of this card says, thank you for helping me have faith so that I can open my heart wider in my relationships. I am grateful for your protection, ensuring that only trustworthy people are in my life. So be it. So it is. That's our three cards for today. We're going to start taking calls. And actually, we're going to sit there and say, hey, area code 519.
Okay.
Area code 519, we're going to be getting to you in two shakes here real quickly. So just hang in there right now, and we'll get to you, I promise. So therefore, sit there and check out the situation, and go to you. And hold on. Why is your number D in the freaking queue twice?
Well, you can hang up on one of them. Just hit the button.
Thank you. That doesn't really tell me why she's there, okay? Yeah, I know we can get rid of one of them.
Well, that's because I'm a Capricorn. I'm just like, who cares why?
Let's take a look at the situation, guys, and let's say one thing real quick what she just said. All right? Never be enslaved to your son by saying, that's just who I am. Because if you're not really comfortable with that, then it's not who you are. It's something that can dictate exactly some issues that you might have or something that you do. But the ideal zodiac signs can actually be a blueprint of actually going down the road of change. Or say, like, you're a Taurus, or like she said, a Capricorn, and you're analytical about things, and you don't want to be, then work on it. It gives you something to point out. Tauruses have a tendency to be stubborn. So if you don't like being stubborn, then you can work with meditation not to be, and to be more flexible and to go with the flow. So you see what I'm saying? Does that mean April's wrong with the idea of embracing that? She might actually like that trait. So she embraces it, of course. The idea, that's how life is, choices. But never let yourself be enslaved by saying, well, I'm a Capricorn, so I do that all the time. No, take control of your life. You ever heard that? We had a card that said leadership. It's time for you to take control of your life and to lovingly guide and teach others. What that card really means is just that. Don't be enslaved by anything on this planet. And realize you're an individual who's here to teach other people, if not just to teach them, that they don't have to do the same thing too as well. It makes a lot of sense, don't it?
Yeah. But all I said was...
No. Okay, guys, listen up. Anytime someone says something and points something out, it's not always to be taken as an insult. It's to be taken as what it is. And everything happens for a reason in our lives, and everything has a learning potential, and everything has a tendency to point things out to us about ourselves. So it's constantly a discovery. So don't look at it that way. Don't say, well, I was just making a comment about Capricorns. But see, you said it, and then it was there, and it was done. So it was the ideal, something I felt, so therefore I told you. So how do you feel about
I just couldn't get the image of a goat out of my head.
What's that?
I just have the image of a goat in my head, and it's just really funny to me because as a remote viewer, the goats just have like this the symbolism of just epic funny because the Capricorn is a goat, and I just see the goat saying, it doesn't matter why she's in the queue twice, just the goat is like, just delete the second. Instance.
Mhm. Yeah, and also the spirit self in me says something totally different. So I was just, you know, it's one of those things, individuality and personalities and opinions and perceptions. That's what I'm saying. We got different things going on and kicking in. My thing is, if you find a solution, is it, and then it doesn't happen no more. Or I constantly keep clicking it off and stuff. So you see, when I sit here and look, when I work with people, it's constantly find a solution that keeps it from happening anymore. It's like today, you were sitting here healing my head, and I was having a headache and that kind of stuff, and I healed it for a while, but then it didn't go away. But it wasn't because your healing wasn't successful. It was just pointing out there was another solution, and what it was almost like pointing out what's, you know, fine. Find the solution. What is the problem? And then once I figured out...
I could learn something from that. I was focusing on the pain. I wasn't focusing on the cause of the headache.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You focus on the pain, and you healed it. It was gone. But it kept on coming back. So therefore, there was something of focusing on the root of what was causing it. And I found it. It's called dehydration. I haven't been drinking a lot of water. So therefore, when I started drinking water, it went away. What I'm saying to you, it doesn't mean your healing wasn't effective. It was just more of another solution, another simple solution to the whole thing. That's what I was saying before. So I found it. So see, I don't look at the situation, you did something wrong or you failed. I looked at the situation going, okay, she's very good at what she does, so there must be something else that we're missing. So, hold on, guys.
B, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Does your cat act weird for the full moon?
He acts weird all the time. I have three, and Eamon's one of those that, because he was the second cat to come into the house, he wants to be dominant. I mean, the second male. He tries for dominance, even when he was real little, because he was a runt. And he'd only been here a few days. He decided one night, I put some meat down for my oldest male, and he decided, I don't care if you don't like me, and JJ hated his guts. He went right up under his nose, grabbed it, and started eating and growled over it. And JJ just backed off, because JJ has catitude. He's drop dead gorgeous and going to be really loving, but he's got catitude going for him. Eamon's supposed to get neutered sometime in the near future. Thank God. He loves to mark his territory and try to dominate Lexi.
Okay.
One female in the house. It's interesting around here.
Bonnie's back.
All right, guys, let's go to.
Don't neuter him, though. I don't think he'd like it.
Okay. Let's go take some calls, okay, guys? And let's go to Area Code
509.
I thought it was
funny. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
You're welcome.
It was worth the wait. I'm sorry if I brought trouble.
You brought trouble?
A lot of confusion in the last few minutes. Did you figure out why I was on twice?
Well, that's one of those things that it does it from time to time. Like, what, D popped in twice and people would pop in twice. But there was one time that we had somebody who called, and then they put themselves on hold. And then some of these systems have a tendency, they'll call you back. So in the process of the phone still being open, the phone still called back to the show, so therefore it came up twice.
Oh, that's cool. You brought up something really fascinating in your conversation, though. I was thinking of asking one question, but something popped up that was inspired by what you said. And I have, you know, been curious about past life and past life regression. And I wondered if there was a past life pattern that's running my life now that I'm not aware of that might be that might be blocking me, that keeping me from moving forward.
Well, the answer comes to me is most definitely there's a past life connection with what's going on in your life right now. It's the idea, a lot of things going on, particular people, situations. It's also been said that most, 9 out of 10 times, all the people around you that you cross paths, that we always sit there and say, you know, don't I know you, and you've never met each other before at all. And then you start noticing all these people around you you feel pretty comfortable with. And there's always that one person that stands out, or like a neighbor. I think Dee has a neighbor that's just a complete ass. But
oh, I have two.
Okay. What I'm saying is most of them, but when you look at the situations and you look at, it's like taking a step back and look at the situation and go, okay, is there still some similarities and stuff going on, even when they're not getting along, they seem to be in a situation, I've seen this a couple times before too, where you have two people that don't like each other, but they have no problem speaking their minds to each other either, and they're really comfortable with each other. So it's almost like giving you situations and scenarios to put things out there that most people don't think about, that, you know, ooh, it's really nice and smooth, and we've had these past lives, and we had this great family and this great town we lived in, and all this kind of stuff. But there are other factors in there too that we call drama that could also be coming from one life to another as well. So the whole community has a tendency to materialize, even some of the bad ones. But there's still something about that that's very familiar to you. And until you step back and look at the situation and start thinking about it and going, maybe so. I mean, I've had conversations with this one guy who sat here and talked to me for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, telling me about all the things we did. It was great. Had a great time, and he was telling me all this stuff, and I'm like, I remember this, but I don't remember him. But I was with my fiance, and she was like, the guy got in talking, he walks, I says, hey, man, nice seeing you. Nice seeing you, too. And he walks off, and she goes, who was that? I said, I have no clue. So it's like looking at your situation of certain things that they're connecting and stuff. The one thing I pick up with you is people that you've kind of having problems with. I need more water. Anyway, so with the situation you got going on in your life, what's it like right now?
Well, I have, within the last year, I've had a falling out with two very strong, very powerful women in my life, one being a sister and one being an aunt by marriage, that were blessings in my life, but also very, very that brings such a very powerful negative energy. So I've had to learn to set boundaries and did so, but it's created a distance. So I love them from a distance, but one of them in particular, I do not want them in my life. The other one being my sister, I love her dearly, but I just can't, she doesn't see that she has that side, but I realize she was, it's like it's the same personality in different people. They're generous, they build me up, but then they're also the ones to take me out. And I had to learn to set a boundary, which I did. And now I'm dealing with a situation, you know, with my husband. And I'm thinking, okay, why does this pattern keep happening? I have a pattern of, you know, falling in love, and then they back away. And then when they back away, or when I back away, then they're in love. And it's the reoccurring money issue where, you know, you have a little bit. It's like a $200 limit. I have a lot, then I have nothing. I have a lot, then I have nothing. I build up. And so it's like, yeah, what is that pattern? And is that something, you know, I keep trying to heal, but it doesn't seem to heal.
Well, that's one of the situations, too, of learning how to live on this plane, too, as well. That's go back about four lifetimes, and the ideal of being an heiress and having things handed to you and things happening like that. You never had to worry about money. But it's also the thing that even it doesn't matter what you do or what you don't do. It's always the ideal of realizing you track everything to you.
Mm-hmm.
That this just in some lifetimes that those things are pretty much set up, position and that kind of stuff. So they come, they have tendency to fall in place very well. What your situation, what's going on right now, is the ideal of having certain past lives that do come to the surface and certain people that remind you of certain things. Like your aunt and your sister as the ideal, you get a lot of jealousy with that situation too as well. And, you know, setting boundaries and realizing who is really causing the distance between the two of you. If you're a person that sits there and says, well, I've been loving these people unconditionally and really have no expectations or something like that, but the way they treat me. Okay, so therefore the truth is, the reason there's distance between the two of you is because of their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Not because you decide to have respect for you and distance yourself. You still love them and care for them, and you just can't be in the same room with them.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get a past life of that, too. As being an heiress, you also get that they were your aunt and sister then, too. But they were also very jealous of you because of your position. So therefore, it was like a very caring, generous woman who helped. Someone's like, you still are that way, where you just help and care and do all kinds of stuff for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then people have a tendency to lash out at you. You don't realize they're not lashing out at you. They're not doing anything to you. They're just being who they are. And that's one of the things that people falling in and falling out of your life. And the first thing that came to me, the angels were like, well, I'm sorry, but the truth is that's just normal. That's how life works. People come in, people go. And it's like there's a certain situation where people don't respect you. But at the same time, if you're not respecting yourself, what that means is when you don't speak your mind, I've seen this a lot where people don't want to say things of, I don't want to come off like I'm a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking your mind and telling the truth is not a bad person. It's actually a very good person because those people need to hear it. Okay? And the people that were not giving you what you really wanted and what you felt you should have had, it was just reflecting back to you to say, hey, you know something? You need to do that for yourself. And the situation and what you've been doing for everybody else, you need to find time to do things for yourself too as well. And it's all this reflection, all this stuff going on. Does it come back to a past life? Yeah, we're talking about 1851. Eris, I keep getting the idea, Romania, something's going on in that country. And there's a fluctuation with property back and forth too as well. But when you see the whole thing, you know, it makes a lot of sense. A lot of things you've gone through, even the last two lifetimes, you've had struggles with certain things and that kind of stuff. But it was more of a struggle with who you are. Once you really say, because if you notice the times that things are going good in your life, you're very confident with yourself too as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the times that you don't, those are when things are kind of back and forth. So it's the idea to try to find and realize one thing. In certain, I would say the last lifetime you had, you just felt like things got good for a while, but the bottom was always going to fall out. And it seemed like it's followed you into this lifetime too, that we have to take that and just cut it out. And say, okay, how can we get past that? Simple affirmations of saying, in the process of focusing on prosperity, it's the ideal of saying, always and forever and continuously and unlimited. And to almost to hear ourselves in our subconscious mind to constantly keep hearing that, so therefore we can keep that going on. Because realistically in life, that's what we're really looking for. We're looking for a flow of everything, the flow of love, abundance, money. So therefore, every day is just a continuous flow, and that's what you're looking for. Can you have it? This is the year to really, I feel like you need to really sit down, focus. I also get the impression of journaling and sitting down and actually detailing a description of what you want to do with your life. It's like a crossroad of a lot of things happening with you right now. And it's like the ideal, you sit and look at the ideal of your past lives as a freaking big overcoat, and you need to take it off and let go of it. So,
do you see?
Yeah,
that's absolutely beautiful. Like, it resonates so deep in my heart, and I feel like if I take this cloak off, I'm kind of standing at a doorway, and
mm-hmm.
I'm excited because I don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
Right.
And I don't know which road to take, but I feel like I can take any road. Just not sure where I'm going. I find that even as things are falling away and financially I'm struggling huge right now, I don't have that sense of panic that I should have, I guess, when things are at critical mass, but there's a calmness about me, and I think, why am I not reacting?
Yes. Why are you not reacting? Because you're not supposed to. It's like the idea when we say go with the flow, that means the good or the bad. You just continuously go with the flow. Because it was kind of funny that when you try to focus on being spiritual and being spiritual and not letting things affect you and always looking for the solution, it's amazing that you can tell the people who are not really embracing it, even the people who say they're spiritual, are asking those questions. You know, why are you not reacting to this? And I think it's the one thing I really get irritated to when I watch television, when we have the cops sitting there going, well, this guy's not really reacting like he should to. But that's also, they're trying to, the reason I think right now law enforcement is really just losing it, and why there's so many cold cases, is because they're trying to basically solve these cases through their perception and through their beliefs. They're not being impartial. They're not sitting there looking at these situations through the eyes of whatever's going on in the process. And most of the great movies I've ever seen is the person was a cop was always able to put themselves in the position of a killer to see it from their eyes of why they were doing it, even to the point of figuring it out why they did it. And if you sit there, and a friend of mine was asking me one time, I had a couple of books on serial killers, and it was the idea of actually reading those books for one reason was because each one of those people had a reason for what they were doing. And if you trace it all back, like I've said before, if you sit there, and my mom was taught the Ten Commandments, plant a freaking sign in your front yard and tell everybody about it. And I'm sitting there going, that sign is telling me that those people have an insecurity about the Ten Commandments themselves. That's why it's propped in their front yard. But and they're also having something going. But it dawned on me that if people would just do one thing, and to love themselves unconditionally, love everyone and everything unconditionally, you would never break the Ten Commandments. But it's amazing how we always emphasize on certain things and thinking that if we emphasize on theft and stealing and all this kind of stuff, then if people don't do those things, then we can combat the idea of sin itself. Until you realize that sin, the true definition of sin is the lack of. When people have the lack of something, they have a tendency to do something harmful to somebody else and even themselves. But when they have unconditional love for themselves and everyone concerned, they don't seem to do that, and they also seem to go out there and want to help the world spontaneously, okay? So when you have all these things working and don't all this stuff going on, it makes sense when we sit here and say it's important for the individual to find themselves, because in the process of finding themselves and also healing themselves, so do you heal the world. And so therefore, that's why it's so important, because it seems like somebody's out there going, you know, everybody's selfish. And I was talking to Christians, and they always sit there and say, and that's another thing, too. The reason I was talking to April about the idea of wicked, and all that kind of good stuff was realistically the idea of belonging to a group or some kind of title also limits your spirituality, because you're always going to keep it in the perimeters of what people have in that perception of that group or way of life. And what you want to do is you want to be in a situation where you can, you know, be the full potential who you are without any kind of limitations. And titles have a tendency to actually put limitations on the things. I mean, for example, a person goes in the hospital with cancer. Their name is no longer Joe. Their name is now cancer patient.
Yeah.
And that's what our society. That's what. So when you look at these things, I just called a psychic yesterday, and I asked them about their situation. And it's amazing when you sit there and listen to people and the tones of their voices, you can almost tell who they are. Mm-hmm. And this person was like, our readings were $75 and $65 and $45. I'm like, $35 for a palm reading. Whoa. And she said, and then she tells me each description of what those are, what a psychic reading is into the future and relationships and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, readings for me are not really detailed to anything until you sit down with a person, and then those parameters are basically those. What's going to happen in that relationship is determined by the person you're working with. So I was sitting there saying, oh, wow, here we have another person who's putting definitions and titles on things. And then she's trying to basically put the meaning right there, too. So therefore, you walk into it, this is what this is about. But it still takes off. It takes away from the individual, doesn't it? You didn't ever hear anything about this will be detailed to the individual. No, it said this will be detailed to relationships you know, in business, finances, career, but you never heard anything about detailing to the person. Because when I do readings for people, see, I do looking at people and going, okay, this person has a problem with the idea of expression and why. So let's go to the core of the situation and realize that person really hasn't touched the core of who they are. So they don't really know, you know? So that's important. The life itself is the idea of people say, I'm living life to the fullest, and he falls off his freaking bench drunk. Okay. No, you didn't. You're not living life to the fullest. You've picked a definition, and you're trying to live that. And I was trying to tell my friend, I was like, I have nothing against gay people and lesbians, but it is wild to sit back and observe the human race and what they're trying to do. And these images and these acting jobs are not getting paid for acting. You know, we see you run into six people who wear the same jeans, the same shirt, and the same toboggan, who look like little elves. But the thing I got the most was, it's a funny looking thing to see that, but at the same time, these people are portraying somebody who originally did that. It's the same thing up here where I'm living in now. We have hippies and people who are psychics and that kind of stuff. But when you really look at these people, they're playing roles and what they think a psychic is. Or they're playing a role of what they think a hippie is. Mm-hmm. And that's the only conclusion you can come up with, because the original people who did those things didn't do it for attention. That's just their personality, who they were. And that's the difference. And when today, when people do that, we call it they're crazy. I think we've even lost the word individuality anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not part of a group or you're not part of something, because I had a lady come to my shop, the first shop I had, who looked at me and she goes, so what are you, Christian or pagan? And I said, why do I have to be either one to believe in God and Jesus? You know something? She didn't have an answer either.
That's wild.
So when you sit here and look at the situation and the way things are and the way things can fall into place, the more you focus on being yourself, sure, you're going to have people probably question that. But realistically, when you put it and turn it around, they're just questioning themselves. And you're bringing that out of them. So see, that's how important you are. And that's how much you are a gift to the world. In the process of also helping other people to find out the same things, as well as they are also gifts too. So on that, I'm take a drink because my throat's dry.
Oh my gosh, it was like I didn't want you to stop talking. The information that you just shared with all of us is just beyond description. Thank you.
I'm
totally in awe. Namaste. And I can't begin to tell you what you just did for me. It was like one point after another, and it's just being in the moment and living the highest expression of ourselves, and the only answer is love.
Exactly. So that was the one thing I got mad about the other day. Was I was sitting here, I heard this therapist say this, I've heard it said a couple of times, you can't live on love alone. And I'm sitting here going, yeah, you can, because that's the thing that attracts everything and everything good to you.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, sure, people, you know, it's one thing that's, when you sit back and tell people, I'm not telling everybody this is a theory and it's a good thing, and people have probably gotten some good results. But it's the idea of the things I've experienced and things I've gone through myself that defy what the world will tell you is reality. And when you live those things, that's when you, like you said before, living in the moment, I'm telling people, okay, I want to share with you how I got my first shop, which didn't cost me a dime, or my first apartment when I actually moved to a place where I really wanted to live at, and actually ended up getting it too the same way, where I didn't have any money, but still acquired an apartment, which people would sit there and say, impossible. And I said, maybe so. No, I can't say that anymore. So I won't. And I sit there and step back and say, no, I'm not sitting there telling you this, you know, do as I say. I'm doing because I did that myself. And it was almost like I was putting certain little scenarios that said, okay, prove it to the world, and by living it. So I did. And actually, it was kind of funny, too. I was sitting here talking about this one particular situation where it was amazing, because it was the reason I like telling the story of when I was in a situation where I was working at a hotel I made some decisions because of somebody else. And I was listening to a human, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I'm just saying I've learned to listen to my guides and angels, because when I listen to them, that's where I end up getting all the miracles and blessings that happen in my life. But it seems like when I listen to another human being and their opinions, I always have a tendency to fall in a hole. So, you know, it's one of those things of saying, can you trust people? I say, yes, you can trust people, but the common denominator there is, it's because your guides and angels told you to. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. But, you know, when you start to look at, when you start getting that ego thing, because that's what I was messing with this girl. I got myself into a situation where I was actually messing with somebody who was married, which I told myself I'd never do that. I should have stepped back from the situation and realized at that moment that the ego had taken over, because I was doing things even against my own morals that I would never do. And those were very important to realize that, okay, so I stopped and got to the point where I was homeless. But this woman threw me out, and she would throw me out a couple times just so I'd fall on my face, so I'd have to come back to her. And it was, I think it was on the third time I said, you know, something, my head hurts. I'm not going back. And you hear the voices sitting there talking to you saying, okay, angels. You know, the angels are sitting there going, I just sat there and said, okay, I'm going to stop arguing with them. And then I'm just going to do like I've done before when I knew things were going great, was just to listen spontaneously and see what happens. Because I knew for a fact that every time I listened, as people call it, the voices, my life always got better. And I always found solutions very quickly. And not in months and not in years, but right, boom. And it was like from that point on, of actually putting myself in that position, I remember actually catching buses and then getting to a point where I didn't want to ride buses anymore. And I was right, the first time it ever happened to me, I was waiting for a bus, and I said, you know something, I really don't want to sit here. I want to go home. And I just, it was kind of funny, too, because I started looking back at that moment, too. I realized I just got the shock. I just went from making $250 to $200 to $400 every 2 weeks to actually making $250 a day.
Wow.
And then I finally got this cottage. I was constantly defying reality, right? I was sitting there, I got this cottage, and the lady goes, you got to give me at least $650 for the deposit, or I can't hold it for you. Before the conversation was over, 20 minutes later, I had handed her $50, and she held that cottage for me, and I ended up getting that apartment. I ended up moving into that cottage.
Wow.
And I never gave her, I gave her the $50 deposit, and I gave her the rent. And then it was kind of like, you know, negotiating the rest of it. But see what that lady had said? I was sitting there like, you know, okay, angels, I would love to have this place. That was my common denominator. I would love to have this place. When I got my first apartment, I would love to have this apartment. And every time I didn't feed into I couldn't have it, I would just sit there and say, I'd love to have this. I'd love to have this. The universe seemed to sit there and give me what I wanted. And when I got my first apartment, the guy looked at me and said, the guy was pretty intuitive too, and he looked at me right in the face, and he's like, you got no money, do you? And I said, no, I don't. I can't lie to you, no, I don't have any money. But I went right back into the situation going, but I would love to have this apartment. he walks out. I thought he was mad at me, but actually what I found out later on, he was mad at his maintenance guy, because his maintenance guy disappeared and he was drunk. And so Leon comes walking back in, and he goes, I got a deal for you. And it was almost like a little voice went off the back of my head saying, we were waiting. So, you know, so he looked me right in the face, and he said, my maintenance man didn't finish painting this apartment. I need this apartment finished. And he said, if you finish painting this apartment, I'll let you move in. And he said, when December comes around, we have a little special going on. All you got to do is pay $99 for a deposit. He said, if I can give that to you and give you 2 months, is that enough time to get on your feet? You know, it's amazing how many people out there would sit there and say, I don't know if I can do that.
Wow.
But my angels and guides came across and said, if you say anything stupid, we're going to kick you in the ass ourselves. But you know, and I sit there and said, you know, so I looked at Leon and said, yes, I can. I can do it. But see, it wasn't just the story of getting this apartment. It was the idea of opening the door.
Yeah.
By getting that apartment, that's when I got my first shop. My landlord and his wife were walking around town one night, and the lady rented that shop out that I wanted to get. But she was also looking for a mail reader. They exchanged phone numbers, and 3 days later, I was working in that shop.
Wow.
And then a month later, I ended up owning half of it. So, you know, when you sit there and look at the situation, it might not unfold the way you would like to see it unfold, I guarantee if you keep focusing on it, you will get it. And so just enjoy the unfolding, because it would be something that would just be the beginning of something, because it's like if you've ever seen people who make bad mistakes and, or make a mistake and go down the wrong path and, or whatever, they learn. You have a lot of pitfalls. A lot of things happen. One after another, bad things start happening just because of the choice you made. But see, if you make another choice in the other direction, you get the same pattern, but everything keeps getting better and better and better and better. So it's just the idea of keeping our minds focused on positive thoughts and what we do want to get that unfolding the way we want it to go.
Wow. There's that speechless awe. Thank you so much. Wow.
You are, what is it?
Your gift is truly amazing.
Thank you.
I think you've probably answered everybody's questions plus more all in one conversation. I say we just let you keep talking.
Thank you. But I still want to ask co-hosts if they have anything to add.
Well, you know, I find that really interesting when you said that about the Harris too, because I have had that in my life where people come out of the woodwork and, you know, they spoil me, and it's like, please don't spoil me. I don't know how to receive, and because I want to give back, and I'm never in a position where I can give them what I want to give them, especially in response to it. But what ends up happening is they spoil me, but that becomes their form of control, because they know that I feel obligated because I want to give, even though I'm not in a position to give. So I feel owned, and I'd rather not receive than to be owned by, you know, when in actuality they're trying to, you know, build me up and, you know, mirror to me my gift, my talent, what I give back to others. But I never seem to be in a position to be able to give to the, I mean, I want to be in a position in my life where money isn't an issue and I can be a blessing in every moment when I'm sitting talking to somebody and I know they're struggling. I'd love to anonymously drop, you know, $100 into their pocket. You know, like, it's just, I see things in every moment, in every day, that I constantly try to think of how I can be a blessing. And so far, because financially I can't, I do that in prayer. I surround them with love. I try to do whatever it is I can do, or I use my gifts and my talents as an artist to give in ways that I can that way. But in doing all that, my family suffers, because as I'm out there giving and doing and trying to be for everything, financially I can't look after my family. And I'm blocked there.
Yeah, but sometimes we have to understand, too, perception can actually put us in situations making us feel bad or certain, in some kind of emotional situations, when that we look at the perception again and say, okay, are we making decisions because that's what the world says is the right thing to do, or are we actually focusing on what we want to do? Because if you're actually focusing on your gifts and talents and following through accordingly, which is almost like saying I'm living my life purpose, you know, the idea of expectations also has to be put in there, too. If you have people who want all kinds of stuff, materialistically wise, they can sit there and look at it and say, okay, we're struggling, but are we really struggling? You know, everything happens just the way it's supposed to happen. Because if it would have been differently, then it would have been differently, but it wasn't. So it's the idea of looking at these situations, and your family needs to do one thing. They need to learn, just like you, what's your life, what you give out there. Because you were sitting there talking about giving, you know, sending energy to people and healing and prayer. You know, those things to me are the most important things, because money is just like a Band-Aid. You know, Monday, okay, we got money now. But until we actually get ourselves really feeling within ourselves abundantly about everything, because abundance is not like people, there's so many people's perceptions of abundance. Oh, abundance is money. No, abundance is not money. Abundance is accumulation of anything.
Including
it could be love. It could be money. It could be leaves. I have an abundance of leaves in my front yard. You see? So when you look at the situation and say, okay, if that's the case, then, cause I had an argument with a lady on the show one night, and she was like, I can't be abundant and prosperous unless I have a job. I said, well, until you become abundant and prosperous within yourself, you might have a hard time getting that job that you want. that you think is going to really solve those problems. Because realistically, it's like anybody else out there. A person is not responsible for your happiness. Neither is a job responsible for your financial security. It's you to find that reason or that barrier within yourself that causes that where you feel like you have to do that. Because a lot of people, if you really realistically look at a lot of people working 9-to-5 jobs, a lot of them are making really good money but still struggling because of their perception.
Mm-hmm.
So when you sit and look at the situation, just sit back and look at the situation from another perspective and look through it realistically through some spiritual eyes and say, okay, what is really important? I say that we should go out and get exactly what we want, but it also starts with the ideal of ourselves and what we really want too as well, and everything else seems to fall into place. Because I've actually walked into I was talking to April about miracles, and I said, you know, when you start living this life realistically every freaking day, it's amazing. I'll be in a line at the grocery store, and I'm not like 4 or 5 cents short. I'm $1.40 short, and somebody from behind me goes, I got you, and pays that, you know? Or like I was telling before, I was at the bus stop one day, and I was like, you know, some God, I really don't want to sit here. I want to go home. So, that, you know, it might sound lazy, and maybe it is, but could you please have somebody come by and pick me up in 5 minutes so I can, and just take me home? You know, a client, maybe a new client or a friend or someone I haven't seen in a month or so. And then 5 minutes later, someone pulls up and says, hey, Don, you need to ride home? Yes, I do. Let's go. So it's the idea of looking at these situations and go, okay, how did you get that thing to happen so quickly?
Because I ask
and said, and then I went from asking to the anticipation of waiting for that ride.
Hmm.
I was waiting. Anticipation, I was going, it's coming in 5 minutes from, now, I'm going to be pulling up. And sure enough, I remember this lady pulls up, and there was actually an old client of mine. And what was so cool about the situation was actually a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is, this is a perfect example of when a manifestation happens, a real manifestation, it usually benefits both people or the whole situation of everybody concerned. And she wanted to get some answers questions, and she wanted to get some questions answered, and I wanted to go home. And when I went home, she knows what I did. I answered her questions, and we both did our little thing in separate ways.
That's beautiful.
But, you know,
I had a situation recently where I was sitting waiting for my son to come from Toronto, which is like 45 minutes away, an hour bus ride. And I was sitting there, and I noticed this young gentleman was dropped off by his family, and he stood there in a beautiful suit and 2 suitcases, and it was freezing outside. And after about half an hour, I noticed that, you know, he was still standing there and the bus hadn't shown up. And so I opened my window and I asked him, you know, what he was doing and where he was going. And he was going to Toronto. So I said to him, it looks like you've missed your bus. And he said, I think I did. And I said, no problem, jump in. And he looked at me. I said, seriously? I said, I'm just waiting for my son to get off the bus. And at that minute, the bus pulled up from Toronto. And he got off the bus, came across the street. I said, get in. I'm taking you to Toronto. Well, my son thought I'd lost my mind. I said, never mind. We're just doing. I said, that's it. Get in the car. And so I'm loading up the suitcases. And my son's just looking at me like I've lost my mind. And he says, where are we going? And I said, we're going to Toronto. Can't you see? He missed his bus. And he didn't say anything. And then as I'm pulling out of the driveway, the young man's going, I can't believe you're doing this. I said, you know what? See, my son, I hope someday somebody does this for him. And I'm about to take off, and I noticed the bus coming down the road. So he hadn't missed it. It was just delayed. So I had to do like a 360 in the middle of the road, chase the bus down, pull over in front of it, get the suitcases out, load them on the bus, and then just started driving. And my son is shaking his head. He said, you are insane. And I said, I just hope. And it was act without thinking. And, I mean, afterwards, when I thought about what I was about to do, it was probably really an insane thing to do. But it was in the moment, it was what had to be done.
It probably happened that way, too, because the angels were like, no, he didn't miss his bus, but by the time you guys get done what you're doing, the bus will show up and things will fall into place.
Yeah.
But it's like looking at your son, and I've had the same thing with my daughter. You know, they've experienced a couple of things in life, and they think, oh, we know what's going on, and you're crazy. And it's like, you hope they will sit back one day and look at themselves and go, okay, when you feel like doing something with somebody, it comes of an intuitional thing, and then you sit there and you just do it. And you don't understand those things, so you actually do those things. I did the same thing the very first time I actually saved a friend of mine actually from getting hit by a car, because I just knew that was going to happen. I grabbed him and threw him to the freaking sidewalk. And he looked at me like I was crazy until that car comes up around the corner, and realized if I wouldn't have grabbed him when I did, he'd be a freaking a bug on someone's windshield. You know? So it's one of those things that until people experience it, and then that's when they get those realizations and their perception changes, you know? Because my daughter was sitting telling me, she goes, you know, you can't have a real relationship on the computer or Skype. You have to have it in person. And I said, you know, it's kind of funny that every time I've had a perception about something, something always happens in my life to put me in that situation to see it from the inside out, instead of being on the outside. And the first time it happened was with a relationship I had, about getting a little arrogant about people who stay in relationships. Well, all they got to do is make a decision to get out of it. And then I was put into an abusive relationship too, where I was the one being abused. And it is amazing how you come up with excuses to stay where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone would just, and even the point of people saying, well, someone would have told me, oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
People have been telling you from the time you got into the relationship, and you're still thinking in your mind that you know what's up, and if it is what it is, you can change it, which is not a bad thing to do. But in the process of getting into a relationship like that, you go from being a boyfriend or a girlfriend, become a therapist, and you're down trying to save somebody in the point of proving the world that they are good, not realizing that in the process of that situation, what you're going to find is you're going to realize you've lost yourself somewhere along the way, too. And that's what it was all about finding you, not finding them. So, therefore, it's a great learning experience. But the world is so freaking gravitated to the lack of. Because I said, I had this once before. I think I did this with April, too. I said, I want to give you some numbers real quick just to prove to you how fast your mind will go to the lack of. And I said, I looked at her, and I said, okay, I'm going to give you some numbers. Eight. So it was like 8, 12, 24, 36, 40. What numbers are missing? And right off the bat, the person goes right to figuring out what numbers are missing. And what the catch is, there are no numbers missing. I just gave you a series of numbers. So therefore, it shows you that our mind, in some sense, always goes to the lack of. So when they see things, what our job is to sit there and take the what if to the negative and take it to the positive and realize, what if I get everything I want? What if everything I do happens? What if everything I put my mind to happens? What if I get all my wants, needs, and desires? What if is a good thing? But we've also been trained a lot from our upbringing and the way we're raised, and even religious aspects. If you sit and look at the situation, I said and told a friend of mine, we went back to Jesus and said, look at his life. It's a really good example of manifestation. You know, it's the shedding of an old life to be reborn, to actually have a better and great life. But you have to sit there and it has to be a certain death to your old life before that ever happened. And to sit there and look at people and say, hey, you know something? Maybe the reason you can't find the relationship you're looking for because you're still hanging on to the last six.
Wow.
And maybe you should just take those things and move them. I was also telling a friend of mine, like, I think I could even solve the Alzheimer's and dementia, because if you look at these people, they always go back to past experiences. They're always reliving the past. And I said, could this be also a manifestation of people who refuse to let go of the baggage, who refuse to let go of everything, that it has a tendency to manifest into an ailment that we call Alzheimer's and that kind of stuff? Maybe it's just not the medication. We don't need a medication or anything like that. Maybe what we need to do is to realize how important it is not to carry baggage with you. It occupies a space, and now it's causing more than just the idea of hanging on to something and emotional stuff. Now it's actually creeping into other things too as well. But once we start shedding, like I told you before, when we're talking about shedding the coat of everything up to this point and letting it go, and realize, and then start the day off, or even tomorrow, I stay with this minute. But it's the idea of realizing this minute is the first minute of your of anything, because the past and the future don't exist. The only thing that exists is this moment right now.
Wow.
And, yeah, once you can live it, then you realize that the reason it's so important. I do a lot of past life regressions and readings for people, and it's just to point out something to them. Because once we figure out where it comes from, it makes it easier to let go of, because we realize, oh, wow, that's like four lifetimes ago. Why would I hang on to that?
I've never realized that could be a possibility of. I've never thought to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been given 1,000 answers, but I'm still in the same spot, and I'm thinking, that was the first time tonight when you said that, I went, oh my gosh, maybe I need to ask what it is that's holding me back from before. That's why I can't consciously identify it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we always tell people, when we tell you take a coat off, who has to take it off?
Yourself.
Yes. And it's that simple, too. You know, you just reach those hands up there and take that jacket off, and then I guarantee you, once you go in, you're going to feel like someone just took bricks off your shoulders, and you're like, you know.
But that sounds like that would have been a great life. I would love to be a heiress again.
Yeah, but it also helps you understand one thing, too. You know, the idea of why is it so hard in some situations to receive? Because if you think about being an heiress, you never thought about it.
No.
Because all these things just happened, because that was part of your life at that time. So then you get here, and then you're like, okay, people are giving me things. But see, my perception of this lifetime is where I'm at. So therefore, people don't do those things for me now. Back in the day when I was an heiress, yes, that was the norm. But right now it's not. You don't realize it. It's the norm here, too. It's just in a different realm, a different lifetime. But it's still normal for people to give you things. So it's the ideal in that lifetime, even when it's an heiress. The reason you were there is because a perception, too. But you allowed your perception to be let out. You know, you're like, don't care. So this just is the norm. And if you just do that here and realize the whole thing. Because the one thing I was talking about a couple weeks ago, we've been going over a couple times, too, the ideal, people are asking the question, what does it mean to have balance within one's life? Well, first you have that balance between the physical and the spirit. But there's also other little aspects in between. And the one that's the most important, because it's the one that brings up all the time that people see the most, is giving and receiving. It's amazing when you look at somebody and say, okay, what's more important, giving or receiving? They're going to say giving. Mm-hmm. But they don't realize that they're equally important, because one without the other, you create an imbalance in your life and cut your prosperity off.
No flow.
Yes, because in the process of giving, there's people giving too. Okay? When you don't receive, you cut off their avenue to give.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, so when you open yourself and say, okay, I'm going to give, you have to be open to receiving to keep that two-way street going on. Or like I say, it's like the omega. There is no end and no beginning. It's a continuously thing that keeps happening all the time. It never stops. It's an unlimited flow. And when you're willing to unlimiting your love, and you say, okay, I'm going to just give, it's going to be coming back to you just the same way too as well. And like I said before, the more stronger you are within yourself, you also attract, you know, like attracts light. So therefore, you'll be attracting the same thing too as well. And then you're going to start noticing that, yes, in the process of making that decision, there are going to be a lot of people coming in and out of your life because of their lack of strength.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just proving themselves to you. So they come in real strong on who this is, who I am. But then you find out the truth. Like, you know, you follow your heart all the time. So therefore, you find out the truth about people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not doing anything to you. They're just being who they are. And they're finally revealing that to you, and you're finally seeing it. But I think, like, in some ways, you've always seen it. We're just waiting for that physical manifestation to see them for who they are, that they present to us. But we already felt it before it happened. That's why we have a tendency to be a little bit guarded sometimes. Or, you know, just...
I tend to see the beauty, and it's funny, you know, I've had things happen to me in my life where most people would, you know, mm-hmm. not be able to forgive. And I can truly say that I can love the person behind the action and hate the action. I've, you know, been abused mm-hmm. in my life, and I have no animosity or no, you know, hard feelings or anger towards my abuser. It was my stepfather, and so it was over years. So in that situation, you would think that would be impossible to forgive. And I have. I can totally separate the person from their actions and love the person and mm-hmm. hate the actions. It's disappointing it's almost like, you know, I believe in the best, I see your beauty. And I get disappointed when I, you know, when their actions are out of alignment with what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I believe the person is bad, it's just I get disappointed because I do see the beauty, and
mm-hmm.
and I allow the, you know, their actions to hurt me because I see the beauty. And it's learning to have the boundary where I can still love the person from a distance, but my lesson is, how do I stop, you know, accepting the abuse just because I like the person behind the abuse? I guess that's kind
mm-hmm.
of what you were saying about being in an abused relationship. You know, you always, you see their beauty, you think it's just a bad choice, you know,
mm-hmm.
Of action, but then there's a point where you think, how many times do you allow them to hurt you just because you see their beauty?
True, but I mean, I know when I was in an abusive relationship, the biggest thing about the whole thing was not following through with the things I knew I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just the idea of calling the cops. I remember helping people understand those things, you know, that and certain things have to happen. If you don't follow through with those things that you know within yourself that you need to do, or even the ideal of maintaining who you are,
mm-hmm.
because what happens with a lot of times relationships like that, the hurt part is to realize that you've given in.
Yeah.
You're
you
like,
give
okay,
away your power.
Yeah, you give away your power. The hurt part is like a realization. Say, okay, I'm mad at myself because I allowed that to happen. Okay, and
repeat
I saw
people.
The person. For, I saw that you saw like because the situation I was talking about was I was taken away from this girl for 3 years, and then she finally did call me. I was like, is she going to call me? And she they go, yeah, she's going to call you, but you're going to see something totally different. So therefore, listen to what you hear
mm-hmm.
because you've been taken out of the situation. To realize it wasn't something that you were supposed to keep going. It's taken you 4 or 5 lifetimes to actually break this off. And that's what it was all about in the first place. It wasn't, and this thing that they call business that needed to be taken care of,
mm-hmm.
was it wasn't, you know, some people have a tendency to jump on the bandwagon and go, okay, you guys were in a past life together, and you guys got, you know, you got this unresolved problems and issues, so therefore you're going to get back together because you really loved each other and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, that's great, but that's not with everybody. There are certain past life connections that when you come together, it's also the realization that you're not supposed to be together. And the reason you keep getting pulled away from each other all the time is almost like your angels are grabbing you by the seat of your pants going, no, we told you last time, you know, this is done. It's over. You need to let go of it. But you're like, well, I'm in love with this person. I said, but just because you're in love with somebody doesn't mean you should be with them. It's the ideal of seeing that for what it is and say, okay, what's up? So this girl calls me up when she starts talking to me, and she says, everything that happened 3 years ago, she was bitching about. And I'm sitting there going, she's still back. She's still 3 years back. So I started taking a look at my life and look at all the things I acquired, and I just wasn't willing to sacrifice and compromise that no more.
Wow.
Was the idea of the things I was giving up, hoping that she would actually embrace who she was and what she wanted as well. Okay, so I knocked myself down to her level. Instead of being myself and maintaining who I was so she would have an example to use to actually pull herself up. And then it was in the realization that she was just not in the way of doing that, and it might actually take 2 other lifetimes to do so. So therefore it was like, I'm sorry, it was really nice talking to you, but I got to go. And my friend was just like, you don't want to get, do you still love her and care about her? I said, you know something, I was talking to her on the phone, and I realized at that moment I still loved her as much as I ever did. It just doesn't work. And I started reading my poems. I started reading some poems I'd written, and they were all in the past tense.
Wow.
And I started realizing that the reason they were in the past tense, because that's who she was. She was a person that lived in the past, and she wasn't willing to let go of that. And to the point where she started trying to pull everybody into it, and if you didn't allow her to pull you into it, then you were a bad person.
Oh.
And the first time she smacked me and pulled me by the freaking hair, I was just like, okay, hold up. So her mother told her the first time that she hit me, I would beat her up, and I was just sitting there looking at her. And I said, so, what do you think about your mom now? I'm just sitting here looking at you going, well, that was interesting, wasn't it? You just beat the heck out of me, pulled my freaking hair. I said, why'd you do that for? And she goes, because you're invading my space. I said, well, that's kind of funny. That's what abusive man says. And she goes, what? I'm not abusive. No. Men, that's what men do. I'm sorry, dearie, but I read the law. The law says assault is when a human being assaults another human being. And last time I checked, you still are, aren't you? Unless you're trying to tell me something else, too, that you're an alien from another planet. That still doesn't keep you out of the law because you've been living here for at least 3 years that I know of. And it was just like, she was looking at me going, So I was real calm. I said, okay. I told her son, I said, go get the phone. I'm calling the cops. And she's like, oh, really? So she tried to play the drama part, too. She said, and she said, okay, fine. Go ahead, throw me to jail. Put my kids in child services. I don't care. I'm sitting there going, I'm sorry, dear. You're going to jail. She goes, where are my kids going? I said, oh, they're staying here. I'm going to take care of them because I love your kids like they're my own.
Aww.
And it was so funny to look at her face, and she was like, what? But see, the one thing that happened in that situation was I felt sorry for her, so I didn't do it. But after that point, it just seemed like things kept on escalating to the point where she was constantly pushing me and trying to put me in a corner all the time until I reacted to prove herself right.
Mm-hmm.
So she was not willing to change. She was not willing to do that, but she wanted everybody else to accept her. So it's okay to sit there and say, okay, I want someone to love me and accept me for who I am, as long as you know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if your person is all in that disarray of that, all that pain and misery and stuff, the things you need to let go of, that person becomes a person where she wants to find somebody, or he, they want to find somebody to love them and accept them for who they are because they have no intention of changing.
Wow.
That's not good. That's not good. She needs motivation to say, no, I want you to be the best you can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good love.
Yes, but we also have to realize sometimes, you know, it was even the Bible, Jesus confronted people and said, okay, we helped them. And when they got persistent and refused to take the help, it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the message, they've got the information, they got everything about it. Now it's up to them to do what they got to do. We can only, I mean, seriously, we really cannot help people to the point of doing it for them. They have to come up with these realizations. And sometimes the ideal of actually getting up and walking out of the situation might be the one motivation that actually sees them for what it is and get that realization to change their lives. Maybe we won't see it, but maybe we save the next person from going through the same thing we did.
Well, it's a consequence, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sometimes in losing, you know, we're actually gaining, because by taking a stand and setting a boundary, not only do you save yourself and regain your power, but you teach somebody there's a consequence to their actions. That it's not okay, because we teach people how to treat us. And when you come to the realization, it's not them that you should be upset at, that if the situation isn't right and the situation is at a point that's critical, then at what point do you take back your power, and what point do you take responsibility for how you've taught someone else to treat you? And when you respect yourself and love yourself enough to set that boundary and move forward, at what point do they learn that they're, you know, when do they take responsibility and realize that in your actions, that's the consequence to their actions? And they can choose that as a learning experience, or they can choose that as, you know, a negative situation and use that to judge and continue their little journey and feel justified. But all we can do is, like you said, look at the situation, know what it is we need to know to grow, and you know, sometimes you have to do it in faith because you don't have the strength, but in having faith, you get the strength.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's true. I mean, getting up and walking out of a situation could give you the strength to actually combat and take things in a different direction just by making that one choice of walking away. Because I know for a fact that when I didn't call the cops that one time, I felt that, yeah, you could look at the situation, the relationship, it went downhill from there. You know, it was like everything turned around. It was like we could get angry and we could sit here and describe everything that went on in the relationship and stuff. But it was the ideal of also taking a step back and look at one's actions or lack of, too, as well, and realize that, yeah, she is who she is, but if you're not going to sit there and follow through with your intuition, what you're being told to do, then you're just you can't really sit there and say you're not as bad as they are because you're not, you know, living up to who you are and being yourself. So it becomes two actors in this relationship.
It becomes a dance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the only way you can change the dance is by changing yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have people who dance. We have jumping in. We have people who dance, but then we have other people who dance, who are passionate, and they do it together. And they realize one without the other, it don't work.
Exactly.
But then you have other people who dance, and you sit and watch them, and you see two individual personalities dancing all over the floor, acting like fools. But then you have other people who dance, who embrace each other, who have a passion, who are in sync, and they trust each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to sit and say that, you know.
Like Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. Ginger Rogers did everything that Fred Astaire did, only she did it backwards and in heels.
Yeah. And then we have Gene Kelly.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Gene Kelly was a great dancer, too. But it seemed like the best dances he ever had was because of the passion or what he was focusing on at the time, too. Even if it was a woman or a situation or whatever, there was still a combination of looking at people and saying, okay, when you sit there and look down at the angel of loving relationships, to realize that relationship is basically described as anything that you interact with, then you understand why it's called the angel of loving relationships, not the ideal romantic relationships. They are important, but it's also looking at everybody in your life. It's also very important to realize that everybody who's crossed your path or been a part of your life has been there because of what happened, the moment.
Just for the
benefit of what happening. I was reading this one in my book called The Soulmate Secret by Ariel Ford, and it's talking about in there, there's a movie, I can't remember the name of the movie now, the back, the book's like over there, but it was like it was a movie about this lady who was asked about being married, and she said she just loved being married. And she felt like marriage and relationships were basically really important because it's like having somebody witness that you did exist.
Wow.
But it's both of you sitting there looking at each other and acknowledging you both existed, and also looking at the situations you created together, and even the idea, and even the things you created on an individual basis still had something to do with the relationship itself. Even if it was just the idea of having someone to support you for the first time in your life, that was also in the process of supporting all those things you've ever wanted to do that actually gave you the motivation to do them, and vice versa. That's a relationship. People, I was sitting there talking to some ladies, and I was just like, you know something? I'm tired of hearing the thing about this guy keeps hurting me all the time. Why does he keep doing this? Because maybe you just haven't come to the realization that's what it is. It's a realization. Is he really hurting you? Or is it something, or is it saying something about you that you're missing? So it keeps playing itself over and over again. It's even been said that angels have a tendency to do the exact same thing until you see the message.
Wow.
And then once you get the message, then it stops. Why? Because you got it. It's the same thing with dreams. Some people have had dreams. That's a dream that come to me, and we do a dream interpretation. And I can tell when we hit that freaking, when we hit the dream of what the meaning is, right on the head, because those people are, you can feel almost, if it's in person or on the phone, you can feel a certain ease. Whoo, that's it, you know. But it's also a realization on their part, too. That's going to change their life. Otherwise, in our talk, we worked for this company called Aranum, and we worked for Keen and stuff. And I was there talking to people and saying, you know, you're mad because you're saying, well, you know, this stuff should be free. Yeah, but are you saying that because is it true? Or is it because you want a free reading? There is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea falls into the situation, going, okay, you're disrespectful to me. Why are you being disrespectful to me? Because you're being disrespectful to yourself and not having any kind of faith in yourself, that the money you're going to spend is an investment in you. And if you look at your whole life, you're going to find out one thing. You haven't gone the steps to invest in yourself. One situation points that out to you, you're going to go, God, that sucks. but the reality part is it too, to realize once you come to a realization in your life, then more than likely, since you're still here breathing, the rest of your life is going to change. And I guarantee it's going to change for the positive and for the better.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, seriously. If you come, I also tell people when you come when the realization hits you, that's the second that you make the decision. You don't say, "Well, I had a realization last week." Okay, why did you make a decision last week? Well, you know, it would take some time to think about it. A realization is at the end of a thinking. So therefore, it already happened. So you're still procrastinating.
Yeah. Wow.
But see, the one thing I tell everybody, the reason I get so blunt with people, because I know for a fact that when I get blunt, they think.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do for everybody. We can do it tactfully, of course. And I think the best arguments are the ones that are just discussions. Okay, I don't agree with you, but we can still sit down and have a nice discussion to find out why I don't agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could sit and look at the situation of two people with two different perceptions who still come to a conclusion and actually have a good outcome.
Mm-hmm. I always say, if there's emotion involved, if people get angry, you got to wonder what the intent behind it is, because a conversation mm-hmm. is a conversation, and it's an exchange of information and truth. And if there's not truth, if anger arises, I often wonder, why would
mm-hmm.
there be anger if there's truth?
Yeah, they say people who argue and scream already knew they're wrong. Now they're trying to intimidate you to convince you I'm right and you're wrong. And then if you're in an argument and you start getting to the point where you've forgotten what you're arguing about, then all it is about who's right and who's wrong. And then you have to sit there and step back from the situation. That's why I always tell people, the reason it's so important for people to really have friendships with people and relationships and have that foundation is because you can step back to that friendship and look at each other and go, you know something, what's more important here? Being right or wrong or each other?
Wow. Yeah.
I say don't step back too far, because there's the stairs. That's a heck of a realization. But you know something, seriously, if you are totally honest with yourself, you can actually sit there and get yourself in situations and realize maybe you are wrong, and in the process of wrong, you see something within yourself, even if it's just the realization about something. It's all important. So you can see how important you are to each other.
Mm-hmm.
If we just learn from each other. Because I swear to you, if you see two people arguing and screaming at each other, it's not that they don't like each other. They don't like themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're seeing that reflection in both of them. I don't like me, so
yeah.
I don't like you, because you're sitting reminding me of that. Not realizing if you both learn from the reflection, you can learn to love each other again. And I was sitting there talking about too within relationships. Okay, say you're with somebody, and when you got together, that the person didn't love themselves and didn't find that foundation within themselves. But in the process of being together, it doesn't mean that person can't find that within themselves to actually keep that relationship from being torn apart and actually saying, okay, we need to go separate ways because I just don't know who I am. You can still find yourself within a relationship, because real relationships are two individualities. That's what makes the relationship strong in the first place, is the individuality of coming together and realizing just how important it is, the idea of what, because most people I've seen in twin flames, they're usually so gung-ho on not just being who they are and knowing who they are, but they're also very interested in their spouse too as well, to the point where they actually take it one step further and want to make a difference in the world because of what they've got together.
Oh, yeah. Well, because if two of you are different, you come to the table with so many different talents and gifts, and instead of both of you trying to be one, then if you lock arms and there's two of you, you have a bigger impact. I think it's a lot more interesting. I think it's coming to the realization that even when you have a problem with somebody, it's just in the moment, what is it you need, you know, and not taking it personal when somebody says no, and realizing that person in your relationship is not there to make you happy. The only person that can make you happy is yourself. And in asking, we have to respect that, you know, we're not always going to get what we want, but to arm ourselves with, well, if they say no, then what is it that we need to get what we want if it's not in that situation, so that our needs are met, but it's not an expectation from that other person. So it kind of lets them off the hook too, right? And I think that's been the biggest thing, is learning how to take responsibility for ourselves, loving ourselves, giving ourselves what we need in the moment and not putting that expectation on others. And I think people would be a lot happier, you know, when you...
Right.
Wow.
No, no. I just want to think, too, also realize, too, that you're great. You're fantastic. You're a gift to the world. Also to remind your spouse, so are you.
Yeah.
And you both remind each other that all the time. So therefore, you look at the situation and go, okay, I didn't get one of my wants and needs and desires. Okay, maybe you should reanalyze that. Did you or didn't you? And I guarantee if you go back and look at it one more time, you'll realize that you did, just not in the way you thought it was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. Because I was talking to a lady one day, and she was talking about her wants, needs, and desires. But she was like 40-something years old. What's happening, man? Why am I not getting those things? I said, because those are your wants and needs and desires when you were 20. You need to realize that a lot of those things you've already fulfilled within yourself. So therefore, you don't need someone in your life to fulfill those things for you anymore because you've already done it for yourself. You found some things about yourself. So therefore, look at this. Go look. Because my thing was to sit down and tell people, I want you to write this list of what you want in a relationship and a person. But also the first step you should take is to write a list for yourself to make sure you are those things too as well. And this makes it easier to define that list later on because you know who you are and you want to be with somebody who is like-minded and just like those things too. And like you were saying before, yes, they all come, most of us come to a relationship where people could say opposites attract. But you're also going to find out with that person, they're going to bring things out of you that you never thought about because you never had that person in your life to motivate you to realize more things about yourself that, oh, this person likes certain things, but you never had a chance to experience it. Then you experience with this person, you realize, oh, I do like that. So there's a constant evolving and changing where you're going to probably be more in sync than you ever thought. But it also takes interaction, which we want to sit here and say, hey, man, if you want to have a good relationship, you got to be in it, not sitting on the outside wishing you was. Or do I really want to do this? Because we had I had an ex-girlfriend this last summer who sat and asked me a question. When she came to me and wanted to break up, and this is why I was the classic case of friends and family who are more harmful than they are good. But they start pointing out all the bad things, all the scary things, all your fears, and not realizing that we need to confront those fears and not sit there and go, well, maybe this person is like that. I mean, I cracked a couple jokes and said, you know, her friend said I was he might be a serial killer. And I said, you know something? I do have a tendency to smash Lucky Charms. So maybe I am a serial killer, okay? And then she started laughing, and she goes, well, you know, I'm not in love with you. I love you, but I'm not in love with you. And I said, you know something? I know people don't take this offensive, but what I said to her was, that is bullshit. And she's like, what? Why? Why is that bullshit? But see, she's listening to her friends and family, right? But she's still questioning it. And then I said something, like I've always said to everybody, we all know who speaks the truth, and we all know what the truth is. And when people start speaking the truth, we start questioning the people who try to convince us of things. And then we start realizing the reason they were trying to convince us, because they were wrong. And they're trying to convince you to convince themselves. Okay, so I sit here and looked right in the face and said, this is what it means. When a person is in love with you, 9 out of 10 times, you don't hear it. They don't sit there and say, I'm in love with you. They just say, I love you, I love you, I love you. But when people say that they love you, but they're not in love with you, they still love you as much as they ever did. They just don't know if they want to be in a relationship or not. So they're on the outside looking in. That's the difference. So when you start thinking about those things, that person is basically running away from themselves because of what they see in you, and they know for a fact that their life is going to change.
That's powerful.
Yes. It's like, almost like saying, I've been hanging on to my insecurities for so long. We're like friends. Okay. But also,
and the longer we hang out, we bring more.
Right. But you also start realizing that when you had those fears in your life and when they came into your life, more than likely friends came with them too. And what it's saying to you is, when you start having friends, I swear to you, when you start having friends tell you, okay, he could be a bad person, this, and the other, I think those friends sense they're about ready to be X'd out because of the decision you made to be happy. Okay, I'm going to be happy, I'm going to have a great relationship, and all of a sudden the friends are like, uh-oh, I know what's going to happen here. I'm on my way out. So I'm going to make her feel really, I'm going to bring her back down to my level and make her feel bad about herself, start questioning herself. In the process of questioning herself, I'm creating blocks between the two of them. And see, he's only one person, or she's only one person, but her friends and family outnumber that, see? So what's she going to do to stop them from driving her nuts? And she'll get rid of, she'll sacrifice the one in favor of the friends and family.
Wow.
So, but see, the stronger you are, and you don't allow, see, those things are going to happen no matter what you do. But see, if you sit there and stick to who you are and stay strong, even if it doesn't work out, you'll understand why. That it, you did everything you could. I mean, it was, I mean, if some, well, I've seen a lot of questions in relationship where you have one side of the equation, the people and the friends are very positive, and then on the other side, it's showing you the negative side and the positive side.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, okay, why is his friend so positive? Because he's so positive. He has attracted positive friends. He has positive reinforcement. He has people that are respectful. That when they call and they find out, oh, you and your girlfriend are talking, oh, I'll call you back. Oh, you call me. Whatever it is, man, you know, do what you want to do. It's, okay, you guys can have some fun. But on the other equation, we have friends and family who are sitting there saying negative stuff. And when they call, they demand your attention. You know why? Because of their own fears, their own insecurities. Mm-hmm. So everybody starts showing, see, that's the case. Everybody starts showing you exactly who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what's up. That's why I always say follow your heart. You know why? Because when you follow your heart, you feel the truth. And if you keep following your heart, it will illuminate your mind and you will see it as much as you feel it.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That kind of gives me shivers.
Yeah, I just got goosebumps. Truth bumps, eh? Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Wow.
You're welcome. I hope the two people that are still waiting in the queue.
Yes, I'm so sorry, but I'm not. I know that a lot of people have been blessed by your words, and thank you for sharing those with me. Namaste.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's good you say that, because I always say that choice. If you're out there thinking, I haven't got on my shell and haven't got my question answered, then you're not really focusing on really getting an answer, because I guarantee if you're listening, everything we're saying right now resonates with you.
Yeah.
And the more you're open to it, the more, you know, you allow it into your life, I guarantee it'll change your life. So therefore, keep it going, because I've had, you're not the only person that's come on here. I've had one lady come on here. She waited for an hour and a half to get on the show just to tell me she got her question answered, and it was a great show.
I cannot believe the subjects and the topics that you've touched on tonight, and like I said, I feel like I should be sending you in a big fat check, because you've made such a huge difference. And I'm telling you, I will be calling you, because I would love to support you in whatever you do. Thank you for your gift.
No problem. Thank you.
All
I wanted to say was I have two co-hosts. That people, if you didn't think I had any co-hosts, yes, I do.
Yeah, April, beautiful lady.
Are you still awake?
Hi, April.
Yeah. Hey.
I was thinking about beautiful April. I'm going, April in the month of April.
Yeah. I have a tendency to call her Angel myself. And do you have anything else you want to add to, or anything you want to tell her too?
No.
Okay, guys.
I think I can match up to what you've been saying.
This is pretty phenomenal, wasn't it, April?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aw, thank you so much.
Hold on for a minute. Okay, Dee, are you there?
Did we lose Dee?
I don't know. Dee has a tendency, when we have these long topics, she has a tendency to doze off. Anyway, thank you for calling. And I got to tell everybody, you know, if you want to, anybody wants to sponsor the show, or anybody wants to give what they want to give, it's all appreciated. And so we always say thank you. And thank you for the call.
Thank you so much. And I definitely will. Have a great night. You too, April. You too, Dee. Namaste.
Namaste.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I was, I lost myself on that one too. You have a great night. I was looking for my kind of got lost track myself after a minute, too. I was looking for something to drink because I think I'm losing my freaking voice again. All right, here we go. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, April. How you feel?
I'm happy.
Okay. Well, that's always a good thing, right? We do have one person. We actually have two people in the queue, but I'm going to go to area code 215. That was just one of her caller was still there. I was going to ask her if she wanted to be put back on hold just to listen.
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay. I'll put you on hold right now.
Thank you.
All righty?
Thank you.
All righty. Well, we actually lost 215. But then we acquired another number that I think it's an old person I haven't heard from in a long time. Let's go to them. Area code 937. Welcome
yes.
to the show, and how are you?
Hello, and yes, it is someone you haven't talked to for a long time. This is Sandy.
Sandy in freaking Dayton.
Yeah,
Daytona.
Close to Dayton,
yeah,
yes.
Dayton. So how are you doing? How's your daughter?
Missy's doing good. She went to going to nursing school, got a certificate already, and got a new boyfriend, and he's talked to me. He wants to propose to her and everything. So, yeah.
Did we tell about this before when you said she found a boyfriend? This
yeah.
is the same guy, right?
Yeah.
And now he wants to get married, huh?
Yes, he's interested in being with her. He's a sweetheart.
Is he? Well, you know, it's one of those things, like you said before, when we did the initial reading where it was the ideal issue, what she needed to let go of. I think it's amazing in the process of when she just let go of that, what happened afterwards. And it seemed like
yeah.
it didn't happen. It didn't take that long for it to happen either, correct?
Right. Yeah.
So it's
yeah,
amazing when you get rid when you toss one bag out, what you can actually get in your life is a great future.
That's
go ahead,
true. I was just wondering if, let me see, Easter is my birthday. I was just wondering if you see anything good coming into my life from there.
You know, I didn't look at the situation with the idea of you being born at Easter, and it just comes to me as the ideal of, you know, I would sit here and say in the next month, almost like having your own rebirth of things happening with you, too. You had a guy in your life, but that didn't seem to pan out too well, did it?
He was an alcoholic, and I... And my ex-husband keeps calling and all that. I'm not interested in an alcoholic. I've been down that road and just not interested. I mean, he's still there. I still talk, but, you know, nothing more than talking.
Well, that's the thing. I'm just saying, when I say rebirth, it's the ideal. I think we talked about this one before, too, where we pulled up the natural counselor card, where you're just a natural counselor and helping people. And these two guys, I keep getting two guys with you, where it's just like they have to understand that the reason they're drawn to you is because of you, your spiritual side, they can actually help them, but they're still not really opening themselves up to the possibility of healings of their own. Correct?
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, the one even asked me to marry him, and it's like, no, no, no.
I don't think so. I don't marry my patients.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't need that. So it's like no. So I'm just just kind of curious if you see anything else going on, anything good for this year, new guy coming in or anything.
Well, the one thing that I see that you need to do is the idea of cutting the past loose. And see these two people, these individuals I keep seeing, they're part of that cutting.
Okay.
You need to let go of them. Because it's one of those situations that it's almost like being rehashed over and over again. They're just not willing to really change anything at all. They talk it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like this is the key, okay? They keep saying they want to change things because they know they have to change to be with you. But
right.
See, that's also a definite hello, they are not those things because
right.
they're trying to be those things. You don't have to try to be anything.
Right.
You just be yourself, and they're not doing that. And if you really look at the situation of tracing the alcohol itself, is the ideal, they don't really want to feel either. So they have a tendency to take that and deaden those emotions and feelings. So that's a true thing too. Is saying, okay, done deal, can't do it. But that was the first thing that came to me. It was just the idea of saying, okay, those were situations that have some positive and negatives to them. But in favor of somebody else coming in your life, they need to be cut loose. And they need to be done now, if not something that you know you had to do before. Where, I mean, to me, I just keep getting conversations with you, where you're like talking to some people on the phone, and you're going, you know, I can't do this anymore. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you got to sort of go, okay, you have to really, you know, like I've said before, if you do the right thing and you know this is the truth, you're not a mean person. You're actually helping them more than you think by cutting them loose so they can actually sit there and look at themselves for once and say, okay, I got to make a change, because now I'm starting to realize all the things I keep losing because I refuse to do so.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Sweetie, I'm just saying, in June, I feel like June's your month.
Okay.
Okay, what I see is I saw June, September, but I also get the idea that in June, Saturn, for some reason, Saturn seems to be good for you too. And I always tell people planets and astrology and even the idea of astrology, these things could all be helpful. I guess that's what I was trying to say earlier. Don't let them enslave you. Look at them on ways to find solutions to actually make your life even better. Even point things out to you that you don't like about yourself. You can change those things. Like, okay, Saturn's going to start doing this. But you can also use that to your advantage, too, to sit there and just, it gives you insights to approach something in a different direction or a different manner.
Right. Okay.
And also, because the one thing you have to sit there and also realize that the individuals we were talking about before, do they have a tendency to actually, will they stop doing what they're doing? It says eventually, but they'll still surface from time to time. And it's the idea that if it's one of those things of making a decision and no more association, even mm-hmm. when they do call or knock on the door, it's the idea of saying, no, I can't do this. Because every time I open the door, I'm just opening the door for them to enable them to keep doing what they're doing to themselves, let alone anybody else.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Didn't think about that, but yeah, that's true. Yeah, I quit answering the phone for my ex-husband. He called and he wanted back, and it's like, no, I know what it was like with you. So now when he calls, I just look at the phone, and it's like, nope, and, you know, unless it just catches me off guard or something, that's the only time I answer it for him. But no, I'm not interested in getting back in the situations again. So
yeah,
I'm learning.
I'm just saying, it's like one of those things of looking at your life and going, okay, when do I get back all the things I've been putting out there? And I know people say, well, you should be thinking about such things, but these thoughts do go across our minds from time to time, because you can still be the nicest people in the freaking world, but you do have a tendency to question and say, well, man, gosh, you know, I've always been told that you put it out there, you reap what you sow. And I'm like, okay, when's it going to happen?
Right.
Okay, sweetie, it's coming.
Okay.
It's like, it's almost like seeing the ideal. Almost like looking at the ideal. Say, okay, June, you're going to see. You're going to see things. You're going to see samples, I guess, of what that's all about. And then I keep seeing this vision of September, of actually being able to. It's almost like the ideal of you and your daughter. And so, God, you know, look all the stuff that she let go and what happened. And it's just, and that's your turn.
Fantastic.
And I feel like. Yeah, from June to September. And then it's like looking back. I just see you looking back at September going, and you see this amazement on your face. But it's like, look at the situation. I've cut everybody loose. I've done what I'm supposed to do. But there's nothing wrong with your own wants and needs and desires to be fulfilled and approach those in that manner. Because that's just a decoration to yourself. Say, okay, why is it so important to make a decoration to be happy? Because that's where all those things fall into place. I mean, I had the thing with my ex-fiance where I was there looking at her going, you cannot really strive for more in your life if you're surrounding yourself with people who are comfortable with just being where they are.
Right.
You need to surround yourself with people. You need to surround yourself with people that are going to motivate you to do those things. But you also need to look at yourself and ask yourself, am I a contradiction? I say I want more in my life, but my actions are also saying I'm the same thing as my friends. So let's take the action. Let's just take action now And we have all these thoughts in our heads, and then just start looking at things. The first time I moved to Colorado is what I did. I came to a conclusion. I said, yes, when I was younger, I used to tell people that I did this, this, and this, and this, and I didn't do those things. I just felt like if I told people that, they would look at me in a different way. They still didn't do it. Okay, so it didn't work. So I started thinking about it. I said, okay, I'm in a position now where I can actually do all those things. So I just basically had a list in my head and started doing each and every one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I found out was it was just by making the decision to actually follow through with those things so I could tell everybody, yes, I did do this. And then people can tell when you're full of it and when you're not. So when you start doing the action, but it was also led me in a direction too. It led me into a direction of doing all those things.
Mm-hmm.
It led me to a list of things I had already done before. I already made this list. It led me to that list to realize exactly what I wanted to need and desired.
Oh, wow.
And then, then everything started falling into place, going, oh, my goodness. Now I have my own shop, and I have a partner, I have a business. And I've actually proved my point that it just takes intent and ambition and just do it, not money.
Right.
Because once I put myself in that direction, everything else that I needed to make those things happen, I was attracted to me, even to the point where I was in the shop. I remember asking questions. You know, I'd ask questions all the time, like, "What's this mean?" Or our neighbors, they retired. They had a leather shop with saddles and stuff. They had these horseshoes, and they had a Clydesdale horseshoe. Then they had this other horseshoe, was a continuous circle. And she goes, "Well, hang this on the wall, and you'll never run out of luck." Well, I said to her, check one little question, because I'd already acquired all this stuff. I think it was just once you go in the right direction, just simply asking for something, you'll be amazed. Just by asking for it one time, I was there. I had hang on the wall, and I looked at this thing going, "What does it mean? Or does it really mean anything?" You know. And then 2 days later, some lady walked to the door and actually walked through the door and called it by name. "Oh wow, you got one of those things hanging on the wall." I was like, "Yeah, what is that?" And she goes, "Oh, they put those on lame horses to strengthen their legs." And I was like, "Okay, let's ask another question. See what we get on that one. See who walks through the door this time." You know, like. Who sings for Aerosmith? Maybe Steve Tyler walked through the door, you know, something like that.
Right.
It was amazing of all these things, and just by saying, just being sincere, and say, "I would love to have the answer. I would like to know this, or I would like to do that, or I like to run into a best friend that maybe 4 or 5 or 11 lifetimes ago." And that happened too. It definitely changed my perception of past lives. So I'm just saying, once you really put yourself in that direction and go down that path, expect greatness.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's about where I'm at right now. I actually feel that everything's just going to fall in place. It's just all going to happen, and I don't really have to do much for it to happen. It's just going to be there.
How do you feel about yourself?
Oh, I love it. I have been having the time of my life. I love it.
Okay, you know, like, so therefore, well, the reason I asked the question, because I had the soulmate prayer, and the soulmate prayer says it's basically having a conversation with God. And God says when you get to the point where you're comfortable by yourself, that's when you find yourself another. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable by myself. I mean, I've been on my own for quite a long time, and, you know, I've got everything that I need. I don't have the man in my life, but I have men in my life. I have a bunch of them that make me feel really special. And, you know, I'm very satisfied with all that. I love everything that's going on. I mean, the people that I was with tonight, we just celebrated my birthday. I mean, I had a blast. Oh, thank you.
Sorry. Yeah,
I had a blast.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So, but, yeah, I just have a feeling that this year things are just going to start happening for me. Because I've done for my kids, and I've quit doing for myself because of that. Mm-hmm. And now they're, you know, back up together. You know, everything seems to be going fine. So now I just feel that it's my time.
Right. No. So. That's the way to do it. Because, I mean, it's like you're not looking for someone to love you. You're looking for someone to share your life with, but you'll get that anyway.
Right.
We got 60 seconds left in the show. I don't want anybody to go anywhere. I just want to thank everybody for being here, and thank you for everybody listening and that kind of thing. And if you want to donate to the show, just donate to the show. Our sponsor Richard Palanga just says, hey, $25 donation, he'll give you a bottle of body wash from his products on divinebodywash.com, so go check those out. They're spiritual and natural. And for everybody who donates $35 or more, he'll give you a bottle of body wash and a bottle of body mist to go with that. So therefore, take in consideration and take it and check it out. And like we always say, for everybody who donates to the show, you can donate anything you want. That's just Richard's way of giving back and wanting to, as he calls it, he wants to wants us all to work together, not just on my journey, but all our journeys together. So keep that thing and keep that in consideration too, and just help us keep growing and keep doing what we got to do, and all working together, just like it is with the light workers out there. Anyway, we all combine, come together, and make a difference in the world. Let me, Sandy.
Yeah.
Yes. I was going to say, tell your daughters I said hi.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'd love to hear from her sometime.
Okay.
And also,
yeah.
Yes, what was I going to say? The one thing that came to me the quickest, too, went by quickly, too. It's just the idea of just open up to embrace yourself, just what's going to happen. Because you're right. It's just the idea you've done what you got to do. You come to the point right now, it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So you just sit back and let it happen. I don't think it's going to be that long. I just feel like it's the ideal that I do feel like I would sit here and say one thing. I feel like the person that's going to be in your life on a permanent basis, for some reason they keep telling me that in some kind of way, you have already met this person.
Okay. I believe it because I got a guy at work that has asked me out 2 or 3 times. And
mm-hmm.
I just feel a little guilty, and I have not, we've met and talked,
mm-hmm.
Went out to eat, but I would not make a commitment of being with him, basically because of stuff that he's going through.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I understand he's totally made his wife, he's been married for 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife has had cancer for 12 of it. And she's giving up, and she told him to go get away. They don't even live together.
Right.
She told him to start his own life. Says, you know, and she's, you know, lucky to weigh about 90 pounds now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to be the other woman. I'm not going to hurt her.
Right.
You know, no matter what they have done, no matter what their thing is of how, you know, go out, enjoy life, do this, do that, I'm not going to cut in on that. I wouldn't want it done to me, and I am not going to do it to her.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. That's the way
to
do it. Just do the right thing. I'm just saying to me, because as the right person, as you know, that you have already met that person, I'm
mm-hmm.
not really being told if it's him or not, but it's like the idea, a choice, and a certain perception needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
and you also get the term let go. So it's just the ideal that this guy's great, but he's also got a lot of things working too. And you know,
yeah.
you're a healer, and you help people, and that might be the extent of it too, as well, for this man to help
right.
him finally come to that conclusion, to sever ties of somebody who just doesn't want to work with him anymore. It doesn't matter what she's going through, or whatever. It's just the idea to help him realize that the case just move on. And the
right.
process of moving over, in the process of him moving on, if it doesn't go anywhere, that was your job, to help him
right.
do those things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have a tough time with that, because I have been hearing this a lot in the last couple of weeks, where women are just like, you know, this guy keeps constantly hurting me. And I just say, you know something, guys, just let go of it.
Right.
Because the reason he continuously keeps hurting you is because you're allowing him to do that. So it could be just a simple realization, just let go, and maybe this person will grow up or whatever goes with it. But it's the ideal expectations I've been hearing, too. This guy
yeah.
this guy is not loving me like he should, not realizing maybe he never was.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's hard to let go. Everybody does. You know, once you're into something, it's really, really, really hard to let go. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I understand what he's going through, and I understand he needs someone to talk to. So
mm-hmm.
I will be there to talk to.
Oh, but yeah, most definitely.
But I will not be there to hurt her in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, if it comes down to that point, then you know what you got to do is you got to sever ties, because he doesn't respect that.
Right. Right.
That's his
just
decision. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Yes, by his decision, we have to make our own, too, as well. So.
That's for sure. So, well, I better let you go. So you have a great day. Have a great holiday. And it seems like you've got things taken, you know, going pretty good for you now. So good luck with everything. And I'll call you back some other time on your show or something. And, you know, just, hey, have
Yes, it was great. I finally made back, I finally made back to Colorado,
Good. Good, good.
So, everybody, this is like, year for every. Yeah, this is year for everybody. Come on.
Good. You know, it sounds like everything's working out for you. So, sounds fantastic. So, you have a great time, and I will talk to you later on then. So,
well, thank you for calling. I saw your number. I was like, hey, somebody I know.
I think I know her. So, okay, well, I will let you go. My phone's going to get ready to go out. So,
no,
I will talk to you later. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. You know, on that note, we're just going to sit here and go over the situation and say, hey, anybody out there who's listening to this whole thing and what's going down, if you want to give me a call, you get a private session and get the lowdown on all the specials that we are doing, get the details, please give us a call. It's 740-500-8863. Also, with April, she does readings and stuff too as well. So I want you to give her a call for all the details at 919-600-1904. And also Dee, who is a great reader herself, give her a call at 207-374-5072. And we're going to get out of here. No one else is in the queue, so therefore we're done with you, in some sense of the word. So also, guys, like we always say, may God, the angels bless you every minute, every day. And also, if I've been allowed to do so and realize that receiving is as important as giving, and they're both mutually important, so give love where love is given. And donate to the show, and for each donation, we say thank you. And we are out of here. I'm going to leave you with a nice little Kansas song. It says, actually, as a child of innocence. And we'll see you all later. Have a great night. And we'll see you tomorrow night. It's Saturday at 8 p.m. Mountain Time again for nothing but 2 hours of free readings and conversation. So join us.
Cast in the web of an ancient spell.